Okay, good morning, everyone. Well, I've got two people I've managed to drag out of bed this morning, plus myself, this last day of 2021. And thank you for joining on the recording, those of you that do. And yes, I feel it's really important to, you know, we like to make our New Year's resolutions, and I think if we let go of the previous year, that makes a bit of space for those resolutions to come through, not to get clogged up. We need the room. So, but before I start about that, let's just spend a minute or two just coming together and getting ourselves here. So you might like to gently close your eyes. And just bring your awareness back to your body. Just noticing how your feet are resting on the floor, or if you're on the couch there, just noticing how your feet are being supported. Noticing how the rest of your body is being supported on a chair, a couch, or bed. Just allowing yourself to relax into that support. Noticing the feeling of your clothes against your skin. And of the air against your bare skin. Being aware of the flow of air through your nose, in and out of your body. And just doing a brief body scan, just noticing how your body feels. Does it feel tight or heavy, or does it feel soft and relaxed? Are there any specific parts of your body that are not feeling as comfortable as the rest of your body? Just saying hello to your body. Whatever thoughts and feelings we have are reflected in our body, get stored in our body. So it's a very accurate barometer of what we're feeling emotionally and mentally at any given time. I'm tuning into my body like this, very calming and relaxing, taking my focus away from the external world, over which we've got limited control. Coming back to just resting in our body, resting with ourselves, tuning into ourselves. When you're ready, just taking a deeper breath and opening your eyes. And sometimes when you tune in like that, some helpful thought or insight might pop into your head, and if that happens, it's always a good idea to write it down. We think, or if you're like me, I'm inclined to think, oh, I won't forget that, but I do often. And when we write it down, it's like acknowledging little gifts from your soul and coming back to it later on and just being with that insight, welcoming it, can be really beneficial. Our body's got lots of messages for us if only we pause and listen to it. And I'm actually going to be running a workshop about that soon, because it's such a helpful way of living when you learn to communicate with your body and especially listen to it. Okay, so what I want to start with is just reading you, and I've read it before, but it's been playing on my mind a lot lately, and I just find it something that's really helpful, and I feel very relevant when we're ending a year and starting a new year, which means a whole shift in the energies globally, and we sure need some shifts in energies. So I'm just going to read you rules for being human. One, you will receive a body. You may like it or hate it, but it will be yours for the entire period this time around. Two, you will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time informal school called life. And each day in this life, in this school, you will have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons or think them irrelevant and stupid. Three, there are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error, of experimentation. The failed experiments, so-called, are as much a part of the process is the experiment that ultimately works, in inverted commas. Four, a lesson is repeated until it's learnt. A lesson will present to you in various forms until you've learnt it. When you've learnt it, you can then go on to the next lesson. We so don't want to hear that, do we? Five, learning lessons does not end. There is no part of life that does not contain its lessons. If you are alive, there are lessons to be learned. Six, there is no better than here. When your there has become a here, you will simply obtain another there that will again look better than here. Seven, others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects to you something you love or hate in yourself. Eight, what you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and the resources you need. What you do with them is up to you. The choice is yours. Nine, the answers lie inside you. The answers to life's questions lie inside you. All you need to do is look, listen, and trust. 10, you will forget this. I find when I take that approach to life, which I've done for a long time now, except when I don't, it makes it so much simpler. And so when you look over the last year, there will be no doubt some wonderful things that have happened, and no doubt some things that you really didn't want to have happen. And we can go into the why with the unpleasant things. Why did that happen to me? What's wrong with me, or what's wrong with them? Why did they do that? I don't want this to be happening. We can feel frustrated, we can feel anxious, we can feel hurt. And none of that makes us feel good. How we react to the experiences that we have can often be worse than the actual experience. Thinking, you know, I don't like the way someone spoke to me can be hurtful, but going into and spending days and weeks as we can, why did they speak to me like that? They shouldn't speak to me like that. You know, what did I say wrong? What did I do wrong? All of that we just do our heads in with it. And we keep it alive by doing that. Whereas if we simply let ourselves feel the emotions that an experience, an unpleasant experience brings up, we let ourselves feel the emotions, let them move through us, then that becomes the end of that experience. It's emotions that animate things. It's emotions that keep things alive. And if we let the emotions move through us, and they won't go away because we tell them to go away, they won't go away because we say, I shouldn't be feeling like this, or just get over it, just get on with it, it doesn't really matter, it's not that big a deal, I shouldn't be making a fuss about that. That doesn't have the emotion leave your body. That actually rams it down into your body. And a lot of rammed down into our body emotions can add up to illness, all that suppressed energy that gets stored in our body. So rather, when we take the perspective of, okay, this is a lesson for me. What can I learn from how I've been affected by the way that person spoke to me? Well, I can see it as an opportunity to A, feel the hurt or the anger or whatever comes up, and B, to reach for not wanting how other people treat me to affect how I feel. Because I can't control how other people behave, but I have total control over how I respond. And so when, for example, something happens where we do feel hurt, we can see it as, okay, the universe is showing me I still get hurt by what other people think or say or do. Thank you for showing me that I still get hurt. So thank you for sending me this hurt. And do you know, the bizarre thing is that when we say thank you to an uncomfortable emotion, that in itself often lets it dissolve away, rather than I don't want to feel this hurt, I shouldn't be feeling this hurt, they shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't be still being affected by what other people think. That, as I say, just locks it in place so often. But if we say, all right, you know, I'm feeling hurt, where am I feeling this hurt in my body? What if I tap on this hurt until I feel better, or breathe with this hurt, or journal about it, or say thank you, thanks for giving me this lesson, thanks for showing me that I'm still vulnerable to how other people treat me. And it's extraordinary how I've been experimenting with this a lot in the last month, and it's extraordinary how powerful it is to just say thank you. And we don't mean the thank you. There's, you know, there'll be that part of us that is, I am in no way grateful for that person treating me like that. No way. But life seems to think that's how I need to be treated right now. So I'm going to say thank you for the fact that life is showing me how I can still be adversely affected. Thank you for showing me the emotions that I'm feeling right now. And it can just dissolve away when we accept it. And I know it's contrary to every way that we think. I just suggest that you experiment with it. So, you know, thank you for that person treating me like that. Thank you for how it's affecting me. Thank you for this thought that it means they don't like me. Thank you for this anger that they think it's all right to treat me like that. Thank you for this hurt that I'm feeling deep in my heart right now. Thank you for this awareness that I don't want to treat other people like that. Thank you for all these lessons that I'm just being given right now about relating with other people. So I suggest you just try it and see how you go with it. And in the meantime, let's just try it as a way of letting go of this year. So in a minute we'll give give thanks for what we do see as blessings this year. But first up, just letting your mind travel back over the year and the challenges. Just let come to mind some of the challenges that you might have experienced. And of course, it's been a very challenging year. After all, globally, it's been a 5 year, which is, 5 is about, as one of the runes says, change, disruption, invention, chaos. And that's what 5's about. For those of you who are familiar with the tarot, 5 very much makes me think of the Tower card. I wonder what number it is. Be interesting to see if it adds up to 5. You know, the Tower is where everything is blown apart. Sometimes there are old structures that are outgrown and they need to change, and subtle adjustments are not necessarily enough. And so in the 5 year, we can see some really big adjustments. In the 4 year with COVID, we didn't learn the lessons that we need to learn about COVID, like vaccinating the whole world, not just ourselves, like having greater respect for poorer countries, greater respect for the environment, given that they, you know, one of the theories about the pandemic is that it's because we're felling more and more trees, and bugs that have been living deep in forests are now being exposed and coming out. And of course, it was predicted that we would have pandemics because they've been gradually happening, and because this is one of the suspected causes. And we've done, you know, extremely little about changing the climate. So we're seeing all these, you know, disrupted weather patterns. So everything is getting shaken up to try and get us to change. And this year, it's still just this year, has been really been a big shake-up year. We've had to learn to live with uncertainty. And we humans really like certainty. Gives us stability, security, means we can make plans, all of those structures that help us to feel safe. So this year we were disrupted. How has uncertainty impacted you? And what might you have been able to learn from that? Maybe learning patience. Maybe learning to rely more on your inner world to support you and less on the outer world to support you. Maybe learning more compassion. So just thinking back over the year, challenging events, you might have had challenges around your finances. What might you have learnt from that? There may be, well, have been some relationships, some friendships that have ended because it's been a very disruptive year for relationships. And there could well be nothing obvious to learn from something except maybe resilience, or that you could survive an experience like that, that you are stronger than you thought. Sometimes an experience can be seen meaningless. There can be no possible benefit from it. And the learning there is to accept that things happen that are not what we want or plan or understand. That can be the learning, because that is how life does work. Sometimes things happen that seem unreasonable, irrational, illogical. And it's so often in adversity is when we grow, when we take steps in a new direction, when we encounter strengths in ourselves we didn't know we had. When we become really creative in solution, finding solutions, problem solving. You might like to jot down a few thoughts that come to mind. You might have some really big challenges. You might have lost your job. A marriage might have ended. You might have lost someone you love through death. And it can be really hard to say thank you for that. But if you can say thank you, even if you don't mean it, it can make a difference. So let's just do a little healing around this right now. And as you think of things that have happened through the year, and probably little things will keep popping into your head. And of course, we don't want to remember them. We want to bury them. But what is buried is what causes trouble. Emotions become frozen in time, and we keep carrying them around, and they trip us up. I'm just thinking about, might have been family disputes, might have been some over Christmas. Christmas is not all it's cracked up to be quite often. I'm just saying thank you. Thank you for that, for whatever reason it might have happened. Thank you for whatever I might be able to learn from that, even if I'm not sure what it is. Thank you for taking enough notice of me to send me that challenge. Thank you for my efforts to trust that it was meant to happen, even though it's really hard to trust that. Thank you for the fact that I survived to the end of the year, in spite of whatever I might have had to endure. Thank you for the fact that I'm still here. And start to let yourself think of, as well, about the good things that happened. Because the beauty of this process of saying thank you is we no longer need to filter that shouldn't have happened, and I don't want to think about it, and I want to get it, put it behind me. But I'm grateful for this. Because when we do that, it's as though we're saying, I don't trust that life's got my back. I don't trust that things are unfolding the way they need to. Instead, I'm blaming myself or blaming someone else. So let's just say thank you for having the year. Thank you for the blessings, the joys, the little miracles and magic. And thank you for the challenges. Thank you for the opportunities for growth. Thank you for the ways I have grown. Thank you for the opportunities to experience a rich diversity of emotions. Maybe it might even seem like a boring year where not much happened. Thank you for giving me the experience of boredom. Or it might have felt really overwhelming. Thank you for the experience of being overwhelmed and that I've survived it. Thank you for the holidays. Thank you for the loving conversations with friends and family. Thank you for the fact that we had enough to eat and somewhere to live. Thank you for the suffering and for how I've grown as a consequence of the suffering. Thank you for all the emotions. And thank you for the ones that still feel alive in me. Thank you that I'm able to experience emotions. And thank you that I'm able to let emotions move through me. It's interesting, on the original EFT site, when Gary Craig first developed the technique of tapping, emotional freedom techniques, there was a warning on the site not to use tapping on an experience that you'd be going to court about. So if you'd been in a car accident or if you'd been assaulted or something, because if you use tapping to release the emotions, then when you got to court, it could be much harder to actually remember the details of the experience, because emotions animate experiences. And so, yes, we might want to remember the joy of a birthday celebration, for example, or the joy of completing study at uni, or the joy of a promotion. There are other things, other memories that we don't want to keep, that we want to be able to let go. And that's where we need to feel the emotions associated with them. And so if you've got emotions around a car accident and you use a technique like EFT, or radical gratitude, which is what we're doing at the moment, when you go to court to testify, it can seem as though you're talking about something that happened to someone else. You can feel really numb about it. It can seem as though it happened 100 years ago. It just feels really distant and remote. Now, that is great. That is what we want for our everyday life, that the painful experiences just feel like non-experiences. But if you want to testify in court to get compensation or to have someone prosecuted, not helpful. So that's right. Why right now? What are the prominent emotions for you this year? Was it frustration about all the limitations and restrictions? Was it anxiety about dealing with the limitations, anxiety about maybe getting the virus? Was it sadness at the loss of people you care about? Just right now saying thank you for those emotions. And you might like to tune into your body now. We tuned into our bodies at the start of this call. Did a body scan. You might like to do that again now. And notice how your body is feeling now with this releasing that we've been doing. Through saying thank you. Thank you for the lessons. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for having my back. Thank you for having a plan for my life. Thank you for being there for me. When our body feels different, it's a sure sign that something has shifted. And again, you might like to jot down any little awarenesses that come to mind. You might like to contemplate further. Okay, so if you feel you'd like to do more with this later, then I strongly encourage you to. I'm going to be doing more today. One of the things about saying goodbye to this year is it's an opportunity to end patterns as well. You know how we can do the this is how it always is, or this is what they're always like, or this is what always happens in my life. Those sort of global statements, or this never works for me. At the end of a year is a great opportunity to acknowledge how that has played out in your life and decide that it's going to be different next year. It's something that we do so readily. They're never going to change. Well, guess what? While ever we treat them as though that's how they're always going to be, that's what we're always going to get. Whereas if we can acknowledge, well, that's how it's been this year. That's how I've felt this year. That's how they've behaved this year. But when we ask those two magic words that can turn things around, flip them on their heads, just create a space for change to slip through, those two magic words of what if. What if this could be different next year? What if I've experienced this enough to learn enough what I need to learn from it? What if I've experienced enough anger and frustration and hurt and disappointment and regret and resentment? What if I've been grateful enough for these opportunities to grow that it can now all change? What if next year can be different? And that's where, when we really fully absorb this year, it can motivate us that bit more to move on and change. When we let ourselves absorb the things the experiences we've had that we don't actually want. And when we're dismissive and, oh, thank God the year's over, forget about it now, kind of inclined to replay next year because we still haven't got the lessons from it. We're still doing the old suppression thing. So being aware of those never and always statements, they're so toxic. How can we know? It might seem impossible to imagine that a situation, say a relationship, can be different. But we don't know what the universe has got in store. But when we decide, we're sort of closing doors a bit on possibilities. We're making it harder for the universe to bring miracles. When we're in a place of what if, we make it so much easier. We keep those doors open. So embracing what we might have learned. Greatly increases the possibility of us having different lessons, as the 10 rules for being human say. Different lessons in the year ahead, and we might be able to navigate those with much greater ease and grace and elegance for the learning of the power of accepting what is and rolling with it, rather than arguing with reality and saying, this shouldn't happen. Why did this happen? It's not fair. I don't want her. Shouldn't be like this. We can waste so much energy doing that. Instead of, it is what it is. How do I feel about it? What can I learn from it? And then we'll naturally and automatically move forward from it. I know I'm saying a lot about this, but it's just so empowering. And this is the time of year when we really do think about how is the year and how do I want next year. And so I'll talk a little bit about next year, and I'm doing a workshop on Saturday so that there's really time to go into it deeply and do really deep preparation for the year ahead. So I invite you to think about participating in that workshop or enrolling in it, and if you can't show up on the day, having the recording. But as I was saying, numerologically, this year has been about massive change, upheaval, to break up old systems. Next year is a 6 year, and the focus is on love and home and family and responsibility. And I think there's going to be a lot of talk about community. And the strong focus on relationships that we've experienced this year, that relationships that were dysfunctional, unhealthy, toxic, or simply outgrown because one or both parties have changed. A lot of relationships have come to an end. And that pattern's going to continue next year. There are going to be new healthy relationships built, and there's still going to be the unravelling of unhealthy relationships. There's going to be a really strong emphasis on taking responsibility, and of course we're seeing that already. Now there's less mask mandating, it's more a personal choice as to how much you want to take care of your health. So the focus will be on health. Six is very much about health. The focus will be on taking responsibility for ourselves and on family. And more, the world is becoming a global community now. We can't live in isolation the way we used to. We've got two massive problems for life on the planet. With the COVID virus and with global warming. And we need to unite to address both those problems. No wonder we've been in a 5-year massive change that is getting the whole world to become a global community to pull together. And the numbers certainly reinforce the fact that that's what's going to be more of the focus. So, as I say, I'll be talking a lot more about that, and also the primary emphasis of this workshop and why it needs time is going through the personal year numbers, not just the global, because being lined up with the energies of the year for you, whether it's about developing your independence, whether it's about developing abilities to have more cooperative and harmonious relationships, whether it's about being more creative and more self-expressive, etc. If you know that, I tune in almost every day reminding myself what year I'm in and what month, energy month I'm in, just to help me to learn what I need to learn from what I'm experiencing, because I know what lens to look at the experiences through, what angle to look at it from. But the other thing that I'd like to suggest that you do is apply what we've just done with this year. Go forward a year. Go forward to the 31st of December 2022 with all those twos. That's the other thing. It's interesting that two numbers that are about connection to people are 2 and 6. We've got 3 twos and a 6. So the focus is so much going to be on relationships next year. 2 is the most emotional of all the numbers. 2 is the number of emotion. Like 8 is the money of power and money. 8 is the number of power and money. 2 is the number of emotion. So it's been an interesting year and a great year for practicing radical gratitude as a way of dissolving emotions that are uncomfortable. What you might like to do is just write on a fresh page in your journal, 31st of December 2022, and then write thank you for what you'd like to be able to say thank you for at the end of 2022. And I wouldn't focus as much, well, you can focus on whatever you like, but the idea of it is not so much to focus on, you know, thank you for the fact that I got a new car, or thank you for the house or the whatever, but thank you for the qualities that have grown in me. Thank you for my greater ability to experience joy in the moment. Thank you for my growing patience. Thank you for the fact that I'm more understanding of myself and others. Thank you for the fact that it's easier for me to receive joy into my life. Thank you for the fact that it's easier for me to receive, because the majority of people who listen to these calls are women, and we have been so taught to give that if we can keep everyone in the family happy, if we can create domestic harmony, then we can be happy. And so we can be givers and givers and givers and find it really difficult to receive from others and not expect, therefore, that there will be anything for us to receive. So being open to learning to receive all that life has to offer, especially all the blessings and magic that life has to offer. A little mantra of it's easy for me to receive can really open us up so much. Now, I might be running a workshop on this soon, I think, because there's so many ways that we can change our lives and how we enjoy our lives with this approach. But yeah, writing it as though it was. Thank you for that fabulous Easter. Thank you for the fact that we all had such a good time together. Thank you for the joy of connecting with people I care about. Thank you for the mutual understanding and respect that we experienced that Easter. In brackets, not written, compared with last Easter, etc. You get the idea. So this is a different way of setting intentions. And when we set intentions for the future, our subconscious doesn't take them nearly as seriously as when we create them as a fact, a reality that has occurred. So this is something you might like to spend a little bit of time on after the call. And right now, let's just tune in. You might like to gently close your eyes. Take some slow deep breaths. Tune into your body. And imagining that it is the 31st of December 2022. We've come through a 6-year. And we're saying thank you for all the blessings of 2022. Thank you for the resilience I've developed. Thank you for my increased courage and strength. Thank you for how much more confident I feel, especially in challenging situations. Thank you that I'm loving and accepting myself so much more. And thank you that there is so much more love in my life. Thank you that I feel so much more loved and valued than I did at the beginning of the year. Thank you for how much more I value and appreciate myself. Thank you for how much more I value and appreciate my qualities. My individuality. My uniqueness. Thank you for how much more authentic I'm able to be. How much easier it is for me to be my real self, to be open and honest, and feeling safe doing that. Thank you. Thank you for how much more I experience. I am a good person. And I am enough. That I get it right enough. That I know enough. And that I have enough. Thank you for all the new loving friendships I've made. Thank you for the deeper, more meaningful and more understanding connections, stronger connections within my family. thank you for how much more self-respect I have and how much more respect I have for others. Thank you for how much easier it is for me to notice the good things in life and to be grateful for everything that happens, knowing it's all part of the life experience. Thank you for the sorrows and the joys, so much a part of being human. Thank you for the challenges and the triumphs, a part of life. You might like to add in some personal thank yous. Just a few more. Limitation, scarcity and lack is something that dogs us a lot, but not enoughness, enough time, money, energy, love, happiness. So let's just turn that one around. Thank you for all the abundance that I've received this year. Thank you for how much more open and receptive I have become, how much more willing to engage in life. Thank you for me living, feeling, and experiencing there always being enough time, always being enough money, enough love, enough happiness, enough energy, enough rest and relaxation, peace and harmony. Thank you for me being able to trust there is enough. And I am enough, that I'm safe, and that all is well. And just noticing how that lands in your body, noticing how your body feels. Okay, we'll leave it there for today. I want to wish you all a very happy new year. Fun celebrations tonight and tomorrow. And may the year bring everything that is for your highest and best, whether you like it or not. These 10 rules for being human I will include in the email when I send out the recording link. you might like to print them out and put them on your fridge. I've decided I'm going to do that. I think they're very useful guidance for those of you who are interested in bringing a spiritual approach to your life, acknowledging that we are human beings and also, as they say, spiritual beings having a human experience, which means we've got access to spiritual concepts to support us in being human. And they so make life simpler and easier in my experience, which is why I've been dedicated for many years now, because of the difference it's made in my life to bring that spiritual perspective. So thank you everyone for getting up early on a weekday and or a holiday and joining me, and thanks to those listening to the recording, and yeah, wishing everyone a wonderful new year, letting go of the old year, and much joy in the year ahead. Bye for now.
And back to you, Annie. All the very best. Love, bye.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you, Annie. That was fantastic.
Great. Thanks, Ryan. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.